Once upon a time, Emperor Hung Vong the 18th had a beautiful daughter. Her name is Mi Nun. Her beauty was so renowned that many royal suitors from foreign lands came to ask the emperor for her hand. However, he could not find anyone that was worthy for his daughter. One day, two strangers came to see the king. They both proposed to marry the princess. One was Sun Tin, the god of the mountain, who reigned on the height of Tan Vien Mountain and governed all creatures above. The other was Tui Tin, god of the ocean, and he governed all living creatures below sea level. The king asked these two men to present their power and talents. The god of the ocean immediately waved his hands and the wind started blowing. He spoke a mantra and the rain started falling heavily. He kept waving his hands and the sea level rose. Everyone was afraid. Except for the god of the mountain, he asked the king to present his power. He waved his hand and many trees grew up quickly and made a big forest soon. He whispered a mantra and many mountains and hills sprouted up. He kept waving his hands and all the hills and mountains started to move. The king could not decide which one would be his son-in-law, because both suitors arrived at the same time and were equally handsome and powerful. He then announced that, in the following morning, whoever showed up to court the earliest with the wedding present will marry the princess. Wedding presents include 100 pots of glutinous rice and 100 bon chung, square rice cakes, a 9-tusked elephant, a 9-spur cock, a 9-color hair horse. The two gods hurried back into their world to make preparations. The following day, just in the early morning, Sun Tin brought all these presents to marry Mi Nun. Tui Tin brought the best pearls and jewelry, the most exquisite seafood, the best diamonds and the most precious stones to the court. However, he came later, could not get married, he got angry, and brought troops to get Mi Nun back. Sun Tin did not flinch. He used his miracles to pick up hills, move mountains, and build land to prevent floods. The two sides fought for several months. In the end, Sun Tin was still steady and Tui Tin was exhausted. And he had to withdraw his troops. However, Tui Tin could not give up the idea of taking the princess back for himself. So, every year Tui Tin raises the water and gathers storms up to the mountaintop where Sun Tin and Mi Nun are living. However, he never wins the war.